And this time on Culture File, the irresistible attractions of letterpress. Okay, not everybody is susceptible, but our guest this time, letterpress printer and fine press bookmaker Jamie Murphy, has got it bad. Like, make your own ink out of salvaged Titanic coal bad. Culture File's Louis Scully went to visit Murphy amidst the presses at his NCAD base in Dublin.
So I'm Jamie Murphy, and I'm a letterpress printer and a graphic designer. I work in NCAD as the letterpress technician, and I produce books under the imprint of the Salvage Press. I grew up wanting to be an artist, not really knowing what that entailed, just wanting to draw pictures and make things by hand. At 17, I came to college in NCAD on Thomas Street and developed an interest in illustration and typography and letterpress printing. And that was my introduction to letterpress printing, and it's a passion that I haven't really let go of since. In more recent years, it's become all-consuming, and I think it's where my entire artistic interests lie. Letterpress printing is very much a technology and a process. It involves pieces of metal type. Each individual piece is one letter, and so these pieces of type would be cast from type metal, which is lead, antimony and tin. It's an alloy. Each individual letter would be composed one after the next to form words and lines and paragraphs and pages. And from there, that work is taken to a printing press. The printing press involves a bed where the type is laid down. It involves rubber and steel rollers. The ink is applied by hand, and the rubber will touch off the metal type, because you would never have metal touch metal. All of these rollers working together would form a consistency in the spread of the ink, and then one by one, these prints are rolled out by hand along a cylinder. Letterpress is essentially what it says. It takes letters, it presses them into paper, and so you can control the amount of impression. I tend to make very little bite, but what happens with a lot of commercial letterpress is that a lot of client-driven work opt for more bite, a heavier bite, because it gives such a tactile quality to a piece. And so if you ever find letterpress invitations or, you know, ephemera that has a heavy bite, you'll find that it's quite different to finely printed books, which have quite a low bite, what people often refer to as a kiss. My first printing experience was crude liner prints in school, carved with those yellow and red handled lino cut tools that were blunt because they were handed out to us from like the kitty in school. And they were crude, but I enjoyed the process. I enjoyed the idea. You could create an image in your mind and produce it on paper, then transfer it to a lino, cut it in reverse, print it in a positive. And the idea that you could make multiples of it was quite interesting, because you could experiment with color and with texture as you move forward. Letterpress printing to me has always been a tool on a journey to making a book. Letterpress printing to other people means different things, and so some people use it as a full-time trade, which would be known as a jobbing printer, where other people would supply designs and then they would produce these designs either from metal composed by hand or either from polymer plates or magnesium plates, but it's very much specifically client-orientated. If you're into it in a hobby sense, you're getting personal fulfillment from it. I guess the area that I work in is more focused on almost exclusively on typography and books, and very much for myself along my own sort of path. And because these books are so time-consuming, they're very much a labour of love. My investigation into the letterpress printers on board the Titanic, that was really the springboard to what I do now, and it being such an involved and focused project gave me more insight into what goes into making, I guess, a well-conceived, well-thought-out, well-produced, well-manufactured letterpress book. It was a two-year undertaking, 176 pages. It was an all-encompassing project, and one of the first all-encompassing projects that I had truly had enough time to do, where every single element was considered and nothing was left to chance, which in a way is fine press bookmaking. One of the elements of that book was the ink that I made, which was produced from coal taken from the wreck site 2-3 miles beneath the Atlantic on the seabed, the final resting place of the Titanic. And it's one of the last and only pieces from that wreckage that some particular salvage crew are able to actually openly trade. And so I was able to acquire like a thumbnail size piece of coal for 50 or 60 quid and grind it down and make it into a really, really fine powder and mix that with transparent base. So it gave it a pigment, gave it a colour and a hue, which is actually quite sepia in tone. And so it was quite, I guess, true to the photographic methods of the time. And so, yeah, a little bit of the Titanic ended up in each of these books. But I've actually never screen printed in the same way that I've never skied. I feel like I've got an addictive, compulsive personality. And if I ever ski, it'll cost me a fortune. And if I ever screen print, it'll cost me a fortune. So I just cut them out of my life.
Jamie Murphy there talking to Louis Scully, and you can find all of Jamie's productions at thesalvagepress.com.